Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Welcome back to the Rick Unger Show. We are joined by our friend Michael Steele, former chairman of the RNC, former Maryland lieutenant governor, the current analyst on MSNBC, the host of the Michael Steele podcast, and of course, the DJ of Steele on Wheels. Had to get that in. How can I do your credits and forget that? I did it in the first segment. I'm just so ashamed. All right, Michael, I got to ask you this. You know, you are a longtime Republican. My God, you were the chairman of the RNC. How have the past 4 years altered your tolerance level for Democratic policies? Do you feel the same way about Speaker Pelosi that you once did so many years ago?
Yeah.
You're supposed to have grown, Michael. You're supposed to have grown.
Yeah, well, I have grown. I have absolutely grown, you know, and we all have in many ways. You know, in 2010, I was calling for firing Speaker Pelosi, and that was because of the policy directions that the Obama administration and she were taking the country, namely on health care. We had that battle. And that's fine. And we will have battles again. You know, my point, I mean, of course, I know Nancy personally. And so we laugh about a lot of this stuff. And she's a homegirl from Baltimore, even though she's gone out west and been living the California dream, I guess.
Nicely, too. I've seen her house.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
But that's the nature of our politics. Our politics has always been about those battles. Reagan and Tip O'Neill, you know, Gingrich and Clinton. But in those battles, we didn't lose sight of our humanity. I didn't hate Nancy Pelosi, and I don't hate her. I don't, you know, I don't hate the Democrats that I do battle with, and I hope they don't hate me. But the fact of the matter is that's part of the political sport is sportsmanship. Right. You know, it's you know, you have rivalries. You have, you know, the Chicago Bears or the Washington football team is more a better analogy. The Washington football team and the Dallas Cowboys. You know, you have that sort of yin and yang kind of tension, but you don't take it off the field. And yeah, I will battle with this administration over some of the policies that they will initiate. I'm not happy about the XL pipeline decision. I'm concerned about what that's going to do for jobs, et cetera. But let's have that discussion. I won't hate Joe Biden or Kamala Harris because, okay, he wants to do the XL pipeline. So I think that there are, you know, we got to reorient our vision around how we do our politics.
Well,
that's important to me.
It's going to be very interesting to me to see how you go about that criticism when you feel the need to do so. Look, I know that you supported Joe Biden to become president. I also know why, to be fair. It's not because you were necessarily in love with his policy proposals. You just thought it was important to get rid of the person who was running against him. So I get that. But at the same time, you know, you're now going to have to be criticizing an administration. And let's take healthcare, because as you point out, that was really at the heart of your disagreement. I'm sure there were others, but that was a key disagreement you had with the Obama administration and Nancy Pelosi. So we're going to see that again. We know we're going to see that again. We are going to see an effort by this administration to build on that very policy that you had problems with. I wonder how you attack that now, knowing that you supported this administration, and again, keeping in mind the reasons why, to be fair. How do you attack that now, and do you feel any differently about it now than you did back in 2010?
No. I mean, look, the policy is the policy, and I don't know what the Biden policy is going to be. Look, you and I've had this debate on healthcare to finish.
Yes, and it depresses me immensely that I haven't brought you around yet. I still have hope.
but you know, we've had that debate on healthcare, and I have moved the needle some on aspects of that, as you have.
Yes.
I mean, so
yes.
we kind of see where the sweet spot is, and so my goal is, okay, let's work toward the sweet spot. That doesn't mean that I'm going to, you know, just because I support Joe Biden, the man, to be president, doesn't mean, okay, now, you know, I'm lockstep behind everything that Joe Biden is going to be saying and want to do. That's not happening inside of his own party.
Of course.
I mean, there are Democrats who voted and support Joe Biden, but they're not going to be down with some of the stuff he's going to do, even on something like healthcare. You're going to have progressives who are going to want him to go way far to the left.
Very true.
And you're going to have conservatives, Democrats like, you know, conservatives like me who are Democrats who want him to come much further towards the center right or the right. So you're going to have that sort of challenge that he has to face. But that doesn't, you know, because I endorsed him and support him for president doesn't mean that I'm not going to, on critical issues, say, yeah, you know, I disagree with that. I wouldn't do that. I don't think that's the best thing for the country. Let's have that argument. Let's have that debate and make the case. And, you know, I will have hopefully an ear that he will lend me to share my opinions with him and his team from time to time. But that's okay. I've said from the very beginning of this campaign, I look forward to the day when we can get back to debating big ideas and policy, because as a conservative, that to me is the sweet spot. I want to make the case for the value proposition of free markets and free enterprise systems and a limited role for the federal government, not taking out the federal government. I'm not an anti-government person. I was a lieutenant governor, for heaven's sake. But, you know, recognizing the proper role in place for government, the appropriation of taxes, et cetera. All those are fundamental and important debates to have, and I want to have them.
Well, that's not unreasonable. I am going to be very curious, though, to compare your approach to those debates as to your approach going back some years. But you
what
know,
do you think? What do you think is going to be different?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I think is really different. You are, you know, you continue to be a conservative, and that's perfectly fine, obviously. But you know what? We haven't seen conservatism for quite a few years now. I think it's gonna stand out as glaring when people like you return to what are basically legitimate, whether I agree with them or not, but legitimate conservative arguments.
I actually hadn't thought about it that way, Rick. That's very true. Now I get the point of your question.
It's going to be jarring.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Heck, give us 2 5-star reviews. I love it. Or catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get that podcast thing on. You know how that goes. Peace out.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to lostgolfballs.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands in stock, 50% off retail. lostgolfballs.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.